Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Bengal Tiger Podcast. I am Billy Embody. Thank you for listening. A huge recruiting weekend is set to get underway for LSU. But first, let's talk quickly about the loss to Arkansas Wednesday night. Tough place to win at. Bud Walton Arena was rocking, and LSU fell just short. And really, a game that, from my perspective, LSU had a good bit of control of. And especially down the stretch, those final minutes until they lost Tari Eason, that was a game that, I mean, the whole team wants back, right? I mean, there were moments where, you know, there was a chance to put it away. Milwani Wilkinson missed a three. Tari Eason fouls out. Xavier Pinson was dealing with foul trouble, but LSU just couldn't get it done. And so instead, now they're, you know, they lose an SEC game, but they do lose to a top 25 team. It's not a loss that necessarily hurts them in the NCAA tournament. In fact, I thought LSU played really well considering the foul trouble that they were in. And look, the officials are brutal these days in the SEC. There's no other way to say it. But LSU had a terrific showing, I thought. And mind you, it is a frustrating team to watch because there's so much talent. There's moments like when Xavier Pinson turns it over that you are just beyond frustrated watching that if you're LSU. And then there are moments where he's running the show and he gets to the rim and gets a great basket off the glass. And so I just feel like this is a team that at least is showing some improvement heading into the SEC tournament. And that's really, the big thing that I'm watching for is that continued improvement that we've seen from them down the stretch so far. Now, when you look at what's next for LSU, they got a tough battle against Alabama at home, PMAC, Senior Day, 11 a.m. That one's going to be certainly a big matchup once again, a rivalry, a game everyone in that program wants to win and send those seniors out the right way. And again, a game at home, certainly one that, you know, for LSU, they want to have, you know, finish off the right way, get themselves some momentum going to the SEC tournament next week. So enough of that. LSU dominant on the glass, can't get it done in a heartbreaker. I still think it's a momentum building effort that they gave. They just need that consistency, and it's been tough to come by this year. Now on to bigger and better things. Huge recruiting weekend for Brian Kelly and the Tigers. A quick rundown here kind of the visitors on campus, and one, let's lead off with the quarterback. Dante Moore, a four-star quarterback out of Detroit, somebody that Brian Kelly's been recruiting since his days at Notre Dame, a massive target for LSU. They're battling the likes of Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, some of those other programs. Miami is really the only other one that, you know, most people, when you talk about that recruitment, feel like there's a shot if he does leave the Midwest. And LSU is a team that is trying to position itself as best they can going into the spring visits. Getting him on campus right away was a priority. Set the tone. See if you then can't get him to come back for an official visit, which my guess is he will make it back unless he really just doesn't enjoy himself. But he's got a great relationship with Brian Kelly. Certainly, LSU has a need for quarterbacks still, with that room being the way it is. So Dante Moore is going to be on campus, a huge, huge deal for LSU, and we were quick to report that one earlier the week for our Bengal Tiger subscribers. Check us out, 7-day free trial. You get all the coverage you need on this weekend's Junior Day. And another one that'll be on campus, Will Norman, one of the best defensive linemen in the country, a top 100 prospect out of IMG Academy in Florida. And somebody who's just really getting going on the recruiting process, I feel like. You know, there's a group of schools that when you talk to most people, you feel like are in the mix for him, Florida. But he's going to really go national, I think. He wants to get to Oregon. He wants to get to USC. He's got a bunch of other schools that are after him, Texas A&M. And LSU is going to get the first crack, which I think is important for them. So that's going to be something to watch, not necessarily just, you know, for a commitment or anything like that, but setting the tone for his spring, right? Getting him on campus for this Junior Day. He'll be in Friday night into Baton Rouge, and then getting to show him the lay of the land and what the type of program Brian Kelly is building. Jamar Cain's been working really, really hard on that recruitment. So that is a big one to watch. You can't continue down some of the defensive players that are expected in. Let's look out of state first. Michael Dougherty out of Loganville Grayson, a four-star safety, somebody that Kerry Cooks has been all over since he got to LSU. And then Arlington Martin, four-star defensive back, Javian Toviano, somebody who's just on the cusp of a five-star ranking, actually, which is really impressive. If you're Robert Steeples, I mean, that's a top target for you that you're getting on campus right out of the gate. So lay out the red carpet, see how you can do. And then, oh, by the way, DeSmit, four-star cornerback, Christian Gray is going to be on campus. And that's someone that if you talk with people covering other schools in the Midwest and up there where Notre Dame and Ohio State were schools that were really rumored early on, but Robert Steeples, watch LSU for Christian Gray. Those connections go back a while now, and that is a top target for the staff. Looking in-state, LSU is expecting guys like Derek Williams and Kylan Jackson and Curly Reed on campus on the defensive side of the ball. Those are all four-star prospects, elite prospects out of the state of Louisiana. And then you flip over to the offensive side of the ball as far as the 2023 prospects go, and you got Jonte Cook, DeSoto, Texas standout, one of the best receivers in the country, hitting campus right off the bat. That is a big, big deal. I think Texas A&M is the biggest challenger there for Jonte Cook. Texas is in the mix. Some other schools nationally are, but LSU is getting the first crack at him. And Trey Holly is an in-state prospect at running back coming in to visit. And then you also have four-star running back Samuel Singleton out of the state of Florida coming on down to visit. And then Braylon James is a late add out of Del Valle, Texas. One of the best receivers in the country. Big target for LSU. He'll be on campus before checking out Notre Dame later this month. On the offensive line, Brad Davis, what can you say about the job he did to get this group on campus leading things off? Four-star offensive lineman TJ Shanahan out of Texas. Four-star offensive lineman Bryson Sanders out of Tennessee. Four-star offensive lineman Cole Dellinger, the younger brother of Garrett Dellinger. And then four-star offensive lineman Jaden Chapman. That is a crew that if you want to build a class, you take all four of those guys and you are happy. And that is really, really impressive to see out of Brad Davis. One quick note on the offensive side of the ball. Not expecting Shelton Sampson, at least on campus on Saturday. The five-star prospect for On3 does have a track meet, so that's something to note for you guys. Now, as far as if there could be any commitments, I'm going to go ahead and probably say not, just because I feel like this is a visit weekend that, you know, LSU has got going on, but it's early. Most of these players do have other visits set. And I feel like, I mean, if there's anyone I would circle Christian Gray, that's certainly one to watch. But outside of that, I don't feel like there's much going on as far as commitments potentially. We'll keep an eye out. We'll keep you guys in the loop on thebengaltiger.com. But I'm not expecting many fireworks right off the bat. I think this is going to be a situation where we could really see LSU make some moves for players and then be able to, bring them back for official visits and make sure they are truly interested and ready to ride with Brian Kelly's program and the Tigers. So just wanted to get you guys this quick preview of the weekend for LSU. There's 2024 prospects on campus, which we didn't touch on, but there are some elite ones. So check out the full list on thebengaltiger.com. You can pick up a free 7-day trial to check us out. And we appreciate all you guys who have subscribed. Tons of recruiting coverage to come through the weekend for LSU, so be sure to check us out again with that 7-day free trial. So thanks so much for listening to this edition of the podcast. I'm Billy Embody. Appreciate you guys. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to the Bengal Tiger podcast.